It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
The blackest night must end in dawn. The sun dispel the dreamer's fear. Shall my soul's bleak, hopeless pain find solace in its darkening weir? When shall my soul's bleak, hopeless pain find solace in its darkening sorrowful sound, though the tune was written as gay. Your voice is sad, your hands are slow, and your eye meeting mine turns away. Your voice is sad, your hands are slow, and your eye meeting mine. Harper, tell me of the road that leads beyond this hold, that wends its way beyond the hill. Does it go further on until it ends in sunset's gold? Blackest night must end in dawn. The sun dispel the dreamer's fear. When shall my soul's bleak, hopeless pain find solace in its darkening weir? When shall my soul's bleak, hopeless pain find solace?
That song you just heard was Sunset's Gold, performed by Tanya Opland and Mike Freeman from Sunset's Gold. You can find out more about them at opland-freeman.com. Hi, this is Chuck Burke. Welcome to the latest version of the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast. This time around, as the nights are growing longer and the fair season is winding down, I thought we'd just relax a little bit with some evening and night songs. Before we get started, I want to welcome the newest patron for the podcast, Kat Urban. Thank you very much for your support. The next song up is Rising of the Moon, performed by Terry Griffith from Songs from the Pub. You can find out more about him at pittsburghirish.org/griffith.
Oh, then tell me, Sean O'Farrell, tell me why you hurry so. Hush me, Buckle, hush and listen, and his cheeks were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, get ye ready quick and soon. For the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. Oh, the rising of the moon, oh, the rising of the moon. For the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. Oh, then tell me, Sean O'Farrell, where the gathering's to be. In the old spot by the river, quite well known to you and me. One more word for signal token, whistle up the marching two. With your pikes upon your shoulder, by the rising of the moon. Oh, the rising of the moon, oh, the rising of the moon. With your pikes upon your shoulder, by the rising of the moon. Out of many a mudball cabin, eyes were watching through the night. Many a manly heart was throbbing for the coming morning light. Murmurs ran along the valley like the banshee's lonely crew. In a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon. Oh, the rising of the moon. Oh, the rising of the moon. In a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon. There beside that singing river, that dark mass of men was seen. Far above their shining weapons hung their own beloved green. Death to every foe and traitor, forward strike the marching two. And her army voice for freedom, tis the rising of the moon. Oh, the rising of the moon. Oh, the rising of the moon. In her army voice for freedom, tis the rising of the moon.
And now for a minute with Fugly.
So where are you off to?
I'm headed to the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Well, isn't that weekends in November?
And into December.
Well, aren't you a little early then?
Oh, not at all. I'm going there on pilgrimage.
A holy quest?
Of sorts.
On foot?
Of course. And if I leave today, I'll arrive just in time.
You do know that you can fly or drive there.
Hello, Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Yes, but you don't actually live in the Renaissance.
But there's a huge variety of entertainment.
Yes, but you don't actually live in...
Plus dozens of educational demonstrations.
Yes, but you don't...
Did I mention over 100 places to shop?
Yes, but you don't
actually live in the Renaissance? I know.
So why the pilgrimage?
Pilgrims eat turkey legs.
That's not in the script.
Very well then, because.
Nope.
All right, quoniam.
That's more like it.
Now I feel like I need a bath.
None of that.
This podcast sponsored by the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Won't leave the girls alone. They pull my hair and stole my comb, but that's all right when I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is a courting, 1, 2, 3, oh please won't you tell me who is she. Albert Finney says he loves her, and all the boys are fighting for her. They knock on the door and ring at the bell, singing, oh my true love, are you well? Out she comes as wan as a rose, with rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. Albert Finney says she'll die if she don't get the fellow with the roving eye. Oh, tell me, Ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. Pull my hair and stole my comb, but that's all right when I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is a courtin', 1, 2, 3, oh please won't you tell me who is she. Whoop! And rain and the hail blow high, let the snow come tumbling from the sky. She's as nice as apple pie, she'll get her own lad by and by. When she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell her ma when she comes home. Let the boys come as they will, it's Albert Finney that she loves still. Oh, tell me, Ma, when when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. Pull my hair and stole my comb, but that's all right when I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is a court in 1, 2, 3, oh please won't you tell me who is she? Whoop!
From their album, Remnant Stew, that be the Flying Fish Sailors with Tell Me Ma. This be Captain Jack Gonzo of ScoundrelsIn.com with Searching for a Port coming to you from the moat of the castle. As we go into the season of harvests and spiced drinks, we still have plenty of piratical events for ya. From October 4th to the 7th, there be the Tybee Island Pirate Festival in Tybee Island, Georgia. Actually, that we can be quite busy, as Pirates of the High Seas Fest happens in Panama City, Florida, and the Fort Myers Beach Pirate Festival also happens in Fort Myers, Florida. Of course, the Pirate Weekend happens at the Texas Renaissance Festival October 20th and 21st. It'd be easy to find me. Look for the big guy with the even bigger hat, with Scoundrels Inn ablazoned upon it. Today's lesson is a noun that us veterans can use towards newcomers. The word is Corkel, which means a fine young man, notable for boldness and arrogance. For example, that Corkel sure do be making an impression on those wenches. Feel free to try it in good company. Now, when you be in the need of pirate music, head on over to ScoundrelsIn.com. There are over 170 different episodes to listen to, filled with the finest pirate music the world has to offer. Plus, a live episode every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Central. Scoundrels Inn, pirate music for the pirate life. Now, from their album, Cracking Up, here are Bounding Main with Pull Down Below.
He went to church, he went to chapel,
pull down below.
He went to church, he went to chapel,
pull down below.
Oh, oh, the mighty air,
pull down below.
Oh, healing laddie, bonnie laddie,
pull down below.
Sally lives on an old plantation,
pull down below.
She's the daughter of the Wild Goose Nation,
pull down below.
Oh, oh, healing laddie,
pull down below.
For 7 years he courted Sally,
pull down below.
And all he did was dilly-dally,
pull down below.
Oh, oh, healing laddie,
pull down below.
Oh, healing laddie, bonnie laddie,
pull down below.
He bought no silks, he bought no laces,
pull down below.
Didn't take her out to fancy places,
pull down below.
Oh, oh, healing laddie,
pull down below.
Sally Brown, she loved him dearly,
pull down below.
He had her heart so very nearly,
pull down below.
Oh, oh, healing laddie,
pull down below.
Oh, healing laddie, bonnie laddie,
pull down below.
Sally now she would not marry,
pull down below.
And she no longer cares to tarry,
pull down below.
Oh, oh, healing laddie,
pull down below.
This lassie now she took an ocean,
pull down below.
To sail away across the ocean,
pull down below.
Oh, healing laddie,
pull down below.
Oh, healing laddie, bonnie laddie,
pull down below.
Oh, hoist her up and away we'll go,
pull down below.
Oh, hoist her up from down below,
pull down below.
Oh, healing laddie,
pull down below.
Give her sheet and let her go,
pull down below.
We're outward bound to Bacalo,
pull down below.
Oh, oh, healing laddie,
pull down below.
Oh, healing laddie, bonnie laddie,
pull down below.
Then I heard the old man say,
pull down me low.
It's one more pull and then belay.
Pull down me low.
Oh, oh, healing laddie. Oh,
pull down me low.
Oh, oh, healing laddie, bonnie laddie. Ooh,
pull down me low.
Oh, oh, healing laddie. Oh,
pull down me low.
Hi, this is Glenn from RedSides.com. You're listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast at RenaissanceFestivalMusic.com.
Though my sails be torn and tattered, and the mast be turned about, let the night wind chill me to my very soul. And though the spray might sting my eyes, and the stars no light provide, give me just another morning light to hold. For I will not lie me down, this rain or raging. No, I will not lie me down in such a storm. And if this night be unblessed, I shall not take my rest until I reach another shore. And though the only water left is but salt to wound my thirst, I will drink the rain that falls so steady down. And though night blindness be my gift, and there be thieves upon my drift, I will thank the fog that shelters me along. I will not lie me down, this rain or raging. No, I will not lie me down in such a storm. And if this night be unblessed, I shall not take my rest till I reach another shore. And though my mates be drained and weary, and believe their hopes are lost, there's no need for their bones on that blackened bottom. And though death waits just off the bow, we will not answer to him now. He shall stand to face the morning light without us. For I will not lie me down, this rain or raging. No, I will not lie me down in such a storm. And if this night be unblessed, I shall not take my rest until I reach another shore.
That was Sailor's Prayer, performed by Wild Mountain Time from Of Moose and Men. Coming up around the Renaissance Festival circuit, Volgamut is appearing at the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair weekends until October 28th. The Musical Blades are appearing at the St. Louis Renaissance Festival until October 14th. Trace Treasure is going to be appearing at the Indiana Renaissance Fair on October 6th and October 7th. The third annual Tennessee Pirate Fest is coming up, the weekends of October 13th and October 20th. And the Kilted Kings are going to be making appearances at the Mid-South Renaissance Fair, also the weekends of October 13th and October 21st. Be sure to check out these acts as they appear in the fairs in your own area, and go take a look at the Renaissance Festival Podcast Facebook page at facebook.com/renfestmusic for more information about fairs and events coming up in your area. Our next song is Where Are You Tonight, performed by Queen's Gambit from Pawn to King 4. You can find out more about them by searching for Queen's Gambit on Facebook.
Sleep for you come easy, though alone I cannot slumber. Will you welcome in the morning at another man's side? How easy for you the years slipped under, leaving me a shadow some can't dispel. Built for you a tower of love and admiration, but the place is so high I could not reach myself. If I wonder, where would you be tonight while I cry? Will sleep for you come easy, though at morn I cannot slumber? Will you welcome in the morning at another man's side? Look out the window at a ball filled with strangers. The face in the mirror is the one face I know. You've taken all that's in me, so me heart is in no danger. My heart is in no danger, but I'd still like to know. Where are you tonight, I wonder? Where will you be tonight while I cry? Will sleep for you come easy, though alone I cannot slumber? Will you welcome in the morning at another man's side? A pure heart, to her I will go, and time will work its healing, and the spirit will grow stronger. But in the meantime, I'd still like to know. for you come easy, though alone I cannot slumber. Will you welcome in the morning at another man's side? Will sleep for you come easy, though alone I cannot slumber. Welcome in the morning at another man's side.
Are you a fan of the medieval and Renaissance era? Then join us as Renaissance Magazine covers history, fairs, and reenactments. 6 issues a year allow you to enjoy nearly 1,400 years of Renaissance and medieval wars, arts and sciences, and daily life. You'll also find many images and behind-the-scenes stories of Renaissance fairs across the country. Go to renaissancemagazine.com and enter the discount code SBRM-PDC18 for 30% off any format for a term to get your own digital or print copy of Renaissance Magazine. You'll be glad you did.
People have asked us how exactly it was that we met, Melody O and myself, and there's lots of stories going around exactly how that happened. There are none of them are true. This is exactly how it happened.
As I remember it, it was Rome.
Rome.
City of light, city of love.
Yeah, fine, that's a Paris bumper car.
You remember Rome, it's the city where the Pope lives.
You remember the Pope?
He's the one that won't go in the woods.
We stayed with Leonardo while we're there. Painting and inventing was his fame. He had a woman that would only smile for me.
Me.
And Mona? Mona was her name.
Mona, what a dame. After leaving Rome, we went to Venice. As dusty and as dry as can be. We got drunk one night and left the water running. Now Venice is a city on the sea.
But those gondoliers sure do sing pretty.
Oh, solo mio, esa melodio. Melodio, he sings a solo. There's no pompadoro.
What? No, hey.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We partied heartily down in Pisa.
Was it up or down?
In the house of a friend we shouldn't name.
Pisa party, Guido's.
We all went to the window to see a maiden bathing, and that old tower will never be the same. We sailed into the west with great Columbus. It's time we're turning back, he did declare. We argued to push on through the wind and rain and fog, for there must be a woman who doesn't know us somewhere.
We're gonna find her.
Especially since we can't go back to Italy, too.
That's not my fault.
Yes, it is your fault.
Cause we are the minstrels of mayhem.
Mayhem.
Of mayhem.
Mayhem.
Of mayhem.
Mayhem.
We are the minstrels of mayhem.
Mayhem.
And we'll sing a song for you.
We'd like to thank everybody for coming out and joining us on this nice music
so
extravaganza
fun.
We got here. We'd like to introduce everybody in the band that's helping the Minstrels of Mayhem out. Over here to my far right, I've got Mr. Craig Browers on the bass. Thank you. Feel free. Thank you, Craig.
To Craig's direct right, surely the shortest one here, but certainly the prettiest on the stage. That's Marcia Harvey.
Marcia Harvey.
Yeah.
Marcia. To my left, all the way from the Gypsy Gorilla Band, I'd like to present, ladies and gentlemen, Jim Hancock on the mandolin. And we, of course, are the Minstrels of Mayhem.
Because we are the Minstrels of Mayhem. Of Mayhem. Of Mayhem. We are the Minstrels of Mayhem. And we'll sing a song for you.
You were just listening to the Ballad of Pompadour and Melodio from the Minstrels of Mayhem and their album Live at My Dear Mother's Pub. I'm Bob Brinkman, and this is From the Archives. As stated at the end of the song, joining the Minstrels of Mayhem on that album was Marcia Harvey on fiddle. Marcia Harvey had toured the festival circuit for quite a while, appearing at the Ohio Renaissance Fair, the Texas Renaissance Fair, and others, and sadly passed away in June of this year. She had been living in Minneapolis, Minnesota at the time. I first met her in the early 1990s at the Texas Renaissance Fair. She was a kind, free spirit who was creative and filled with music and was absolutely wonderful. And she will be sorely, sorely missed. Of course, the festival community was also rocked by events out of Las Vegas earlier this month, and my heart goes out to everyone affected there as well. With that in mind, we will end this segment with another Minstrels of Mayhem song from the same album. Here is Free from the Pain.
You my wife. You turn the world around, won't you write this down? Now I'm free from the sorrow. I'll be free come tomorrow. You didn't know there's no place left for me to go. She took your love away from me yesterday, and now I'm free from the sorrow. Thank you. child. Take me back to the time when everything I own was another man's and his other plans. Now I'm free from sorrow. I'll be free come tomorrow.
Special thanks to honorary minions Jesse Linder and Brad Boucher. You can find out more about Jesse Linder at facebook.com/jesselinder.bard.
If you wake at midnight and hear a horse's feet, don't go drawing back the blinds nor looking in the street. Them what asks no questions isn't told a lie. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. 25 ponies trotting through the dark. Brandy for the parson and Becky for the clerk. Laces for a lady and letters for a spy. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by.
Running round the woodlands, if you chance to find little barrels roped and tarred up full of brandy wine. Don't you shout to come and look, nor use them for your play. Put the brushwood back again, and they'll be gone next day. 25 ponies trotting through the dark. Brandy for the parson, and Becky for the clerk. Laces for a lady, and letters for a spy. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by.
If you see a stable door setting open wide, and you see a tired horse lying down inside, and your mother mends a coat what's cut about and torn,
if the lining's wet and warm, well, don't you ask no more. 25 trotting through the dark. Brandy for the parson and Becky for the clerk. Laces for a lady and letters for a spy. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by.
Knocks and footsteps round the house, whistles after dark. You've no cause for running out until the house dogs bark.
But trusty's here and pincher's here, and see how dumb they lie. They don't fret to follow when the gentlemen go by. 25 trotting through the dark. Brandy for the parson and Becky for the clerk. Laces for a lady and letters for a spy. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by.
If you see the kingsmen dressed in blue and red, you be mindful what you say and mindful what is said. And if they call you pretty maid and chuck you neath your chin, don't you tell where no one is, nor yet where no one's been.
25 trotting through the dark. Brandy for the parson and Becky for the clerk. Laces for a lady and letters for a spy. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by.
If you do as you've been told, likely there's a chance you'll be given a dainty doll that's all the way from France, with a cap of iron suns and a velvet hood.
A present from a gentleman no longer being good. 25 trotting through the dark. Brandy for the parson and Becky for the clerk. Laces for a lady and letters for a spy. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. 5-and-20 pony is trotting through the dark. Brandy for the parson and Becky for the clerk. Them what asks no questions isn't told a lie.
So
watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by.
Ah, the activities that take place under the cover of night. That was the Smuggler Song, performed by Pandora Celtica, from F and Sharp. You can find out more about them at pandoraceltica.com. Be sure to check out our other podcast, our bawdy podcast, at renbawdy.com. And speaking of activities going on at night, our next song is The Night Pat Murphy Died, performed by Tullamore, from The O'Malley Sessions, One for the Road. Look for more information at tullamore.info.
Was a night I'll never forget. Everyone got roaring drunk, some not sober yet. As long as a bottle was passed around and everyone feeling gay, till O'Leary came with bagpipes and music for to play. Well, Mrs. Murphy sat in the corner pouring out her grief, while Kelly and his friends, them dirty robbing thieves, they crept into the anteroom and a bottle of whiskey stole. Well, they placed a bottle on the corpse to keep that liquor cold, and
that's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame and a wink at one another. Now everything in the White House went the night Pat Murphy died.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, some dirty blue-eyed scamp, well, he wrote upon the coffin lid, herein lies a tramp. They stopped the clock so Mrs. Murphy couldn't tell the time, and at 3:15 they told her it was 9. Then the whole damn gang got merry, they didn't care for prayers, so Mrs. Murphy said she'd wait till all the gang were there. And of all sights I'd ever seen, that made me shiver with fear. Well, they took the ice right off the corpse, placed it on the pier, and
that's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it wasn't a shame and they winked at one another. Now everything in the White House went the night Pat Murphy died.
Now everything was going fine and there was no ill at all, till Finnegan told Flanagan, "You got an awful gall." I thought this might start a row, and sure enough it did, and Callahan would even carve his name upon that coffin lid. And then a fight got fierce and strong and everybody in, so someone knocked the whiskers off of poor old Darby Flynn. And Dirty Andy Burke was there, now what do you think he'd done? Well, he stood old Pat right on his head in the corner just for fun. And
that's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame and they winked at one another. Now everything in the White House went the night Pat Murphy died.
Well, someone hollered for the cops, they busted down the door. They jumped upon old Patty's back, laid him on the floor. Well, they knocked him twice behind the ears and they knocked him on the head. But when they got up off his back, sure they found out he was dead. Then Mrs. Murphy started in, did battle with them cops. She licked them, every one of them, chased them several blocks. Well, a lovely time was had by all 18 in courts for tried for having caused a riot on the night Pat Murphy died. And
that's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame and they winked at one another. Now everything in the White House went the night Pat Murphy died.
Left the house. Everyone but poor old Mrs. Murphy was out soused. We stopped on the way to the graveyard at the old Red Door Saloon. We went in there at 9 o'clock,
But we didn't come out till noon. Oh, someone asked Lou Milligan if anyone had died. Lou says he, well, I'm not quite sure, I just came for the ride. Well, we started out for the churchyard all in a very straight line. But when we got to the grave, we found we'd left old Pat behind. And
that's how they showed their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame when they winked at one another. Now everything in the White House went the night Pat Murphy died. And that's how they showed their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame when they winked at one another. Now everything in the White House went the night Pat Murphy died.
Now everything in the White House went the night Pat Murphy died.
Fugly here, and I'm in Tom Bombadil's meadery speaking with Jim at the Canterbury Fair in northern Texas. And he's going to tell us about what they do here and why they do it.
Yeah, basically, I've been a beekeeper for 45 years, and I like a drier wine. So I started making, since I had the bees, I started making my own mead. And I make a dry, strong mead, because honey is the only thing you can directly ferment to 22% alcohol. I run it about 14% and find people tend to like it real well. And we also have a semi-sweet version of it, and we of course sell honey from our own bees and jams and pickles and even swords and kilts and everything else out there, because we're all about the Celtic end of it.
And what is the primary source of your honey?
Mine is actually mesquite is the number one honey plant in Texas, and people often don't realize that, but we actually refer to mesquite as Texas clover a lot of times in the beekeeping world. And I actually learned from an old time beekeeper who had been keeping bees for his family for four generations, so it's just something to pass down. My great-granddad and his brother were beekeepers up in Arkansas, and both of them died at 102 and 101, so I figured beekeeping's a good thing to do.
We will give Mead that credit. And thank you for sharing with us.
You're welcome.
And it's one, two, three, here we go! Grab roots! We're not beating! For the boots, we're not beating, you can't hold me down!
A little departure from our night music for a new album we've received here at the podcast. That was Bruised But Not Beaten, the title track from the Fisticuffs' new CD, Bruised But Not Beaten. You can find out more about them at facebook.com/thefisticuffs. We also have A Man You Don't Meet Every Day, also from that same album. As I said, this is a new album for our podcast, and it's a group that I don't believe we've featured before, but if you have the chance to check them out, do so. Thank you.
is Jack Stewart. I'm a canny gunman and a roving young fellow. I have been so easy and free. When you're drinking with me, I'm a man you don't meet every day. I have acres of land, I have men at command, I have always a shilling to spare. So be easy and free, when you're drinking with me, I'm a man you don't meet every day. Your glasses of brandy and wine, whatever it costs, I will pay. Just be easy and free when you're drinking with me. I'm a man you don't meet every day. Yeah. I took out my dog and him I did shoot all down in the county Kildare. So be easy and free when you're drinking with me. I'm a man you don't meet every day. I'm a man you don't meet every day.
If you like our show, please consider helping us bring you more music by becoming a Patreon backer. Patreon members receive exclusive thank you gifts and content, including early releases of the show, free CDs, and access to the new Liner Notes podcast. Find out more information at patreon.com/renfestpodcast. And as always, thank you for your support.
Thank you.
You just heard Any Child's Lullaby performed by the Muses from The Muses Live. Yes, the lullaby, a traditional song of night. I've gotten used to those around the house lately. We've got a couple more to bring you here. The next one up is The Monster's Lullaby performed by Triskelion from Voice of the People, Volume 6. You can look for Triskelion on Facebook.
I tried to feed it crackers, but that only made it squeak. I tried to wash its scaly head, but all it did was cry. So I think I'll put it back to bed and sing it a lullaby, a monster's lullaby. Nah, nah, your mother eats toads, may grow fine wart on the tip of your nose. Ding dong, the cat's in the well, so run and fetch another one. Something in my garden, and it has a lovely nose. It has three heads, a wind-up body, and 20 pairs of toes. I call it Kenner Martin, but it wouldn't understand. And although it smells a bit like trash, I think it is quite grand. Yes, indeed, I think it is quite grand. Nah, nah, your mother eats toads, may grow fine wart on the tip of your nose. Ding-dong, the cat's in the well, so run and fetch another one. Oh, there's something in my garden, and I tried to feed it toast. It only smiled and tried to eat my best leather coat. I hope my mother likes him, he seems so fresh and green. And I think my scaly monster friend is very, very keen. Yes, indeed, oh, he's very, very keen. Oh, there's something in my garden, and it's been there for a week. I tried to feed it crackers, but that only made it squeak. I tried to wash its scaly head, but all it did was cry. So I think I'll put it back to bed and sing it a lullaby, a monster's lullaby. Nah, nah, your mother eats toads, may grow fine wart on the tip of your nose. Ding dong, the cat's in the well, so run and fetch another one. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, hold the horse till I get on. Hold it fast and hold it short till I get across the misty moor. Last night and the night before, a lemon and a pickle came knocking at my door. I went down to let them in, and they hit me with a rolling pin. Roses are red, violets are blue, carnations are sweet, and so are you. So are they that sent you this, and when we meet we'll have a kiss.
Hi, this is Cedric from the Bedlam Bards. You're listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast at renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
Backwards and backwards, time in your flight. Make me a child again, just for the night. Mother, come back from the echoless shore. Take me again to your arms as of yore. Kiss from my forehead the furrows of care. Smooth a few silver threads out of my hair. Over my slumbers your loving watch keep. Rock me to sleep, mother. Rock me to sleep. Backward, fly backward, swift tide of years. I am weary of toil, I am weary of tears. Toil without a recompense, and tears all in vain. Take them and give me my childhood again. I have grown weary of dust and decay. decay, weary of flinging my soul wealth away, weary of sowing for others to reap. Rock me to sleep, mother, rock me to sleep. Tired of the hollow, the basely untrue, mother, oh mother, my heart calls for you. Many a summer the grass has grown green, blossom faded, our faces between. Yet with strong yearning and passionate pain, long night and night for your presence again. Come from the silence of death star flown, oh love like mother love ever has shown. No other worship abides and imbues, faithful and selfish and patient like yours. None like a mother can charm away pain from the sorrowing soul and the world weary brain. Soft call, oh my heavy lids creep. Rock me to sleep, mother. Rock me to with gold fall on your shoulders again as of old. Let it fall over my forehead tonight, shielding my eyes from the flickering light. Oh, with that sunny at shadows once more, happy o'er the throng the sweet visions of yore. Lovingly, softly, it's bright below sweet. Rock me to sleep, mother. Rock me to sleep. Mother, dear mother, the years have been long since last I was hushed by your lullaby song. Since then again to my soul it shall seem woman old years have been only a dream. Claps to your arms in a loving embrace, with your soft eyelashes sweeping my face. Mother, rock me to sleep.
Another lullaby, Rock Me to Sleep, performed by Porter and Stout from Treasures. You can find out more about them at porterstout.com. And one more lullaby before we finish this section. Turalura Lura, performed by Mistress Baud from Give Back My Bordello. You can find out more about her at mistressbaud.com.
Turalura Lura.
Whoops.
That would be pop. Terry!
Did you do that, gal?
No, my hands are full.
Toodla-roo-la-roo-la, toora-loo-ra-lai, toora-loo-ra-loo-ra, hush, now don't you cry. Toodla-roo-la-roo-la, toora-loo-ra-lai, toora-loo-ra-loo-ra, that's an Irish lullaby. Over in Killarney, many years ago, me mother sang this song to me in tones so sweet and low. Just a little ditty in her good old Irish way, and if she were here, I'd ask of her to sing that song today. Toola roola roola, toora loora lie, toora loora loora, hush, now don't you cry. Toola roola roola, toora loora lie, toora loora loora, that's an Irish lullaby. Toora loora loora, toora loora lie, toora loora loora, hush, now don't you cry. Toola roola loora, toora loora lie, toora loora loora, that's an Irish.
Hello, this is John C. Wiseman of the group Minstrosity. You are listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast at renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
I hear drums are ringing in my head, and if I don't die, I'll die in fact forever will. I smell a wider on the cherry beer from my night at the Vatican. We'll be right back.
And of course, the nighttime is also a time for party and celebration. That was A Night at the Schwarzer Cater, performed by Ye Banished Privateers from First Night Back in Port. You can find out more about them on facebook.com/YeBanishedPrivateers. We'll follow that up with Drunken Nights, performed by the Musical Blades from Treasures of Old. Find out more about them at musicalblades.com.
As I went home the other night, as drunk as I could be, saw a bowler hat hanging on the rack where my tricorn ought to be.
What kind of pirate wears a bowler hat?
So I says to my wife, me pretty little wife, won't you tell me please, why is a bowler hat there on the rack where my tricorn ought to be? You old fool, you drunken fool, can't you plainly see? That's nothing but a chamber pot that me mother sent to me.
Well, that's a nice mother, isn't it?
It was very nice.
Well, I've been living on this world for 30 years or more, but a hat band on a chamber pot I never have seen before. No, a hat band on a chamber pot I never have seen before. So I went back to the pub and had another round.
It's just one more round. What could it hurt?
Right, you know, pride.
Pride.
Right.
As I went home the other night, as drunk as I could be, I saw a kilt hanging on the chair where my pants ought to be.
Hey, Red, don't you wear a kilt?
So I says to me wife, me pretty little wife, won't you tell me please, why is there a kilt there on the chair where my pants ought to be?
Well, that's where I left it.
You old fool, you drunken fool, can't you plainly see? That's nothing but a mini skirt that me mother sent to me.
You got nice knees.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I've been living on this world for 30 years or more, but a sporran on a mini skirt I never have seen before. No, a sporran on a mini skirt I never have seen before. So I went back to the pub and had another round.
Listen, a kilt is a very manly garment in Scotland, where I'm from.
And that's a quite lovely Scottish accent you have.
Oh, thanks.
Huh.
As I went home the other night, as drunk as I could be, saw the captain's coat hanging on the hook where my coat ought to be.
She's a captain?
So, says to me wife, me pretty little wife, won't you tell me please, why is the captain's coat hanging on the hook where my coat ought to be?
Captain, you look like it's cold in here.
It's a bit nibbly, isn't it?
You old fool, you drunken fool, can't you plainly see? That's nothing but a blanket that me mother sent to me.
A leather blanket?
Well, I've been living on this world for 30 years or more, and buttons on a blanket I never have seen before. No, buttons on a blanket I never have seen before. So I stumbled back down to the pub and had another round. Had a drink so I could think and lay my troubles down. I don't want a soda, and I don't want a fight, so I'll make my bed this far stool after all these drunken nights. So I went home the other night, as drunk as I could be. I saw a drum in the corner where my guitar ought to be.
Are you sure that's a drum?
So I says to my wife, me pretty little wife, won't you tell me please, why is there a drum in the corner where my guitar ought to be?
Well, how big was the drum?
Keep listening.
You old fool, you drunken fool, can't you plainly see? That's nothing but a flower pot me mother sent to me.
It's bigger on the inside.
Like the TARDIS.
Well, I've been living on this world for 30 years or more, but a 14-inch black flower pot I never have seen before. No, a 14-inch black flower pot I never have seen before.
Yeah.
So I went back to the pub and had another round.
Am I too drunk to know what a TARDIS is?
It's like a turtle.
Oh.
As I came home the other night, as drunk as I could be, saw some ladies' bloomers where my underpants should be.
Score!
I may be a fool, a drunken fool, and drunk I surely be, but this drunken sot can't pass up such an opportunity. So I prayed to the Almighty that I could do this right.
Hallelujah.
I think I heard angels.
Don't blink.
What?
Couldn't rise to the occasion after all these drunken nights.
So I limped down to the pub and had another round. Had a drink so I could think and lay my troubles down. I wish that I was sober, I could keep her up all night. But that ship has sailed and gone away too many drunken nights.
Oh, it was a lovely song, wasn't it? I'm glad.
See, now, if it was up to me, the song would have ended right there at right. the drunken night spot.
It's not done yet, is it?
It's not over yet. Wait. Oh.
No, wait. No, it is. No, wait. It's...
Saucy doesn't know how to write a song.
What is he doing? Oh, there, he ended it. That was nice. Lovely ending, Saucy.
Well, it's pretty right there.
Said sarcastically.
Hi there, my name's Heather Dale. I'm a musician from Canada writing songs about King Arthur, and you're listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast at renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
Sitting quietly together in this airport cafe, over cups of Earl Grey, with their bags piled at their feet, are saying goodbye. How many here are merely covering their confusion about leaving today? Do they wish that they could stay, or are they ready to go, catch their plane and fly? How many times have I looked over your shoulder at that clock on the wall? And the black warning sign that says, last call, last call. Passing bravely through security or hiding their fears, holding back tears about what they're returning to or what they're leaving behind. How many breaking hearts are lined up by the sign that says passengers only, watching us go, leaving half-formed dreams and unresolved fragments of lives. How many steps will take me down this ramp of no return? I feel you behind me. Sign up ahead says last call, last call, last call.
Many a night's revels have ended with The Last Call, and that last song was Last Call, performed by Tanya Opland from Tanya Opland. Find out more at oplandfreeman.com. We want to offer our heartfelt thanks to the friends of the podcast, Elizabeth Burkholder, Hank Woodward, Jody, Marie Vopio, and Ron Langford. We appreciate the support you're providing to keep the podcast running. Going to send you out this time with a song that I recall from some years back. There was a television show that always ended with this one. This is a slightly different version, but the idea is the same. The song is Good Night, Sweetheart, Good Night, performed by Tipler's Way from Let a Light Shine. You can find out more information about them at facebook.com/jessielinder.bard. I hope you've enjoyed this show, and look forward to talking to you soon. Bye.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good
sweetheart, well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say good night, sweetheart, good night.
Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say good night, sweetheart, good night.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Can't seem to get a thing right.
That's right.
I love you, baby.
I don't mean maybe. You know I hate to go.
Well, well, well.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say good night, sweetheart. Good night.
Mother dear and your father.
Your mother and your father.
Wouldn't like it if I stay here too long.
Now that ain't right.
So one kiss, baby, and I'll be going. You know I love you so.
Well, oh, well, oh, well.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say good night, sweetheart, good night. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say good night, sweetheart, good night.
She said,
stay
good night,
sweetheart,
well,
it's time
just
to go.
A little bit longer.
Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to
oh,
go.
Please, please stay.
I hate to leave you, but I really must
just
stay.
A little bit
good
more.
Good night, sweetheart, good night. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say good night, sweetheart, good night. I hate to leave you, but I really must say,
really must say, good night, sweetheart, good night.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.